It gets really odd. Seems like just the whole room is full of lights. Oh, yes. I could see all sorts of people around. There's my mother and my father and my brother who died 3 years before. And Lovie. She was a friend. One of my few friends that had died only a few weeks. She was all alone. And I thought I was having a dream about my people. She didn't even know them. She came. And she put her arms around me. And she kissed me on the face. And it was warm and real. And when I came, she kissed me too. And I took my hand. And the next thing I know, it was as if I was floating through the window. Oh. And then everything went back. I don't remember a thing until I woke up. And I was in the bed, in a very nice room, with rafters and beams and things, like an old house. It was cozy and friendly in the sun, as I thought, was shining through the window. And there was my mother. But she did not look the same as what I saw her in the dream, as I thought. She looked young. I said, even in the picture that used to hang in my bedroom when she was lying, many years before. And she had a white dress, and she had a black wool ribbon in her hair. It's just like I'd seen her in every picture when I was really young. She used to have a little collection of old photos that my mother kept in the frame. She was just as good as I'd seen her as she was then. She said to me that I was all right and that I had nothing to worry about and I was not going back. And I thought this was just a dream. And then she said, no, it's not a dream, it's real. You're alive now. And I'm not to worry about anything. And she said, soon, when you're able to record over these pictures, you go out and meet all sorts of people that you have to know when you're away there, you know, when you were young. I could not quite see and understand. I could not realize that speech that I was doing. It was that beautiful dream.